Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's upset you now?
The microphone. Also, so okay, for the listeners, right? The technology, you know, you have a light that lets you know something is on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of any other like decent product, you know, a good solid product like a MacBook or a decent camera, anything like that, where the light that lets you know that it's on is like a purple glow stick.
I can think of something, and I'm surprised you missed that, Sean. Knowing your obsession with dildos, I reckon these people also make dildos. I mean, they're called Audio Technica. I've never heard of them in a kind of, you know, audio sphere. And I am speaking with someone that's bought a lot of like hi-fi equipment
dildos.
Over the years.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I've not heard of Audio Technica. They're not one of the big boys, are they? Do you know? Let's put it that way.
100%. You have, Mikey, be honest, right?
Yes.
You've sent us a link, right? Mm-hmm. Both me mm-hmm. and Paul, you've mm-hmm. sent us a link. Yeah, get this.
Yeah.
We think, oh, this is coming from Amazon Prime, you know, the best tech.
These are from Amazon the dark Prime. Web.
You've run down the market. 100%. That link, you've got the link. You've run down the market. I'll have two of those, please. That one.
Wait, what does run down the market? Oh, like literally run down to the market.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I'm going to have to just stop you there. Can you just, what does run down the market mean? Oh, fucking hell. Sorry, guys. You just used a couple of words there that I'm not familiar with.
I've never run down the market, so I've never heard that before.
I've never run down the market.
Fuck yeah! He's reading Harry Potter going, I've never done any of this. What are they all about?
That's not like saying I've never eaten it. I've never eaten in southern India, so I don't know what some of these dishes are. I've never run down the market. You know what running is, you know what a market is, and you presumably know what down is.
I thought it was an expression like, oh, you've run down, on Amazon, you've run down the market. I thought you meant I've scrolled down the list to see the cheapest
microphones. What do you think Sean was using stock exchange terminology?
This guy thinks in shares, Paul. He thinks in shares. Come on.
We need to fucking run down the market, guys. Seriously, it's getting hot. Buy high, sell low, run down the market. Audio Technica are here, and they will need a takeover.
Oh my God!
Wow,
Mike, this is good,
Mikey. You're on
run
fire
down
today.
The market. Wow,
yeah.
I just don't know where to start. I mean, so we've not
Audio
got past
Technica.
The microphone.
Yeah,
audio. You know, Audio Technica. Can I just say, Tesla, Apple, Disney, Audio Technica. Come on.
If anyone can run down the market, it's fucking Audio Technica. I'll tell you what hasn't been running down this Audio Technica microphone so far today. My voice.
Jesus.
There we go. How are you, Mikey,
my good
anyway?
Lord.
I'm really tired.
No shit.
Really? Under my eyes. You know the thing where you get bags under your eyes?
What, when you're tired? Oh, no, sorry. Hold on. Whoa. Sorry, I've not heard that expression before. Bags under your eyes?
Why has he got bags under his eyes, Paul? Why have you got rucksacks? How small are the rucksacks that you wear? He's got bags under his eyes. Why are you putting, he meant to carry bags when he goes to a shop. Why are you putting the bags under your eyes? That's so mental.
I thought that was like a financial expression where you like bags of cash. And the eyes were for like information. So I'd sorry. Oh, you've got actual bags under your eyes. What did you do last night?
Nothing. I went to bed.
Okay, that can sometimes do it. Yeah, I had a full night's sleep the other night. I mean, we've obviously discussed this before, and I woke up feeling fucking battered.
Oh, I thought you felt fresh. Oh,
no,
right.
No. I feel all right today, but I mean, I just kind of, when you're not used to a full night's sleep and then you have one, sometimes it can bring it all to, you know, it can bring it all to the front, kind of the forefront of what the fuck am I talking about? But you know what I mean?
We're there.
It consolidates all the tiredness and brings it out in one kind of big hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have a big weekend, Mikey?
What's the day?
No, I didn't.
I've got to say, I don't know the day.
Oh, Tuesday. It's Wednesday. I had a... Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
fucking hellfire. This is unbelievable, isn't it?
I'm so...
This is another level. Are you putting this on? Are you... Honestly...
Imagine
you,
the three of us have just been pulled in for police questioning. Okay, what... Where were you last night? Hold on, what day is it? Is it Tuesday? Okay, so you're in bed. I think I was in bed. Can you just run in bed by me? Is that... Oh, you mean actually in bed? Okay.
Whose bed? My bed. Your bed. I wasn't in your bed.
Imagine the conversation that would take place between the police after they'd spoken to us. I can't work out if these three are really clever or dumb as shit.
I've remembered what I did on the weekend.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
What was it?
I was making a boat with my brother. Not like making a boat, but from
I was making a boat. Not like making a boat. Mikey, what are you talking about?
Are you from the Bible? You think you're a mate? I know it's Easter, but...
Making a boat in the sense of
making
like,
a boat. Not like making a boat. Hey guys, I just need a break. I'm just going to go to the toilet. I mean, I don't mean like I need a break. I'm going to the toilet.
What? Speaking of like really weird euphemisms,
I don't know what the word is. What do you call when you like doing up a boat?
Let me guess. And the of. You don't know what the word is. Well, I'm trying to help.
Refurbishing a boat.
Refurbishing a boat. Very good.
What, you bought an old boat, you're doing it up and selling it?
Sorry, that is so fucking different to making a boat. Like, that is just so far away from what you meant. That would be like, Paul, Sean, how was your day? Yeah? I was all right, I was building a house.
You were what?
Yeah, I was just building a house. You're not building a house. What were you doing? Oh, I was cleaning a house.
Well, to be fair, that's not what I said. If I was cleaning the boat, I would have been quite honest about cleaning the boat.
What? No, but it's only that you're refurbishing a boat, that the lies sneak in,
what?
The deceit.
No, what's the difference
the
between
deceit
a refurbish and a building?
A refurb.
To what level are you refurbing
building,
this fucking
building
boat?
Involved.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hold on, there's...
Let's just start at the beginning. Hold, have you bought a boat with the express...
Stop the boat. Stop the boat. Stop the boat. Right, go.
Okay, are you you buying boats to do them up and sell them on?
No.
Right. You bought a boat?
Yes.
Right, we're not playing charades. Can you just
I was just answering the question straight. Because if I say something, I'll say something wrong and then...
Yeah,
I just know that if I open my mouth, all right. So I'm built. I'll try and explain. Okay, fine.
Here's the game. Well, here's a good game. This is a good game. People are going to be into this. Mikey, try and construct a sentence. Go.
Okay.
I don't think you can do it.
No, get it. I can do it.
Do you want to phone a friend?
What do you mean by phone a friend? I've never phoned a friend. What do you mean by that? Oh, I thought you meant...
We've bought a boat.
Okay. What size? Okay.
And, 20 foot.
20 foot? Fucking hell, that's quite big, isn't it?
In boat world, not really.
In boat world?
Have you never been to boat world, Paul?
No.
See, this is what happens if I... Where are you coming from, Paul? Planet Earth? You want to come over here to boat world? What are you doing over there? On land? You want to come over to the sea? Boat world.
I think in the boating world would have kind of been a better way of phrasing that. Not boat world. This is like a theme park for boats.
Within the boating community,
there we go. Okay,
20 feet is probably quite small, or just average. Size.
Okay, all right, that's cool though. And what is it? A river boat or like a sea boat, or is there no distinction between
river
the two?
Boat? There's no real sea around Oxford, so we just went for
a cruise around the river.
A cruise around the river.
Lovely.
It's actually great. All the best pubs in Oxford are on the river. So
you're able to sort of pull up and stop and get out and go. Sean, didn't you go on? You lived on a boat. Did you go on a boating holiday once, Doran? Or no?
You remember, Paul? We won't forget it. You came on my boat. You stole a quid.
And I did not steal a pound. I slept in your bed. There was a pound on the bed, and it was either yours or mine.
That was mine. And you didn't ask, you just put it in your pocket.
What would you have done if it had been the other way around? If you'd have woken up, we'd have been asleep in bed, there was a bed in the thing, would you have gone, is this yours?
Yes!
Would you?
Whose pound is this?
Right.
Really?
What would you have done, Mikey?
Check whose pound it is if you're not sure. If you're not sure, you don't just go, I'm not sure, so...
I'm on Paul's side here, I've got to admit. I would probably just slip it in my pocket for safekeeping.
I would wager that we were both extremely hungover. You're going to go, is this your pound? And go, oh, yes, that is. I had £3 in my pocket when I went to bed last night, and I've now got two. Oh, there you go. Here's your pound back. It's not a fucking French textbook. Is this your pound? That might fly in fucking boat world, mate, but in the real world... I woke up, I saw a pound, I put it in my pocket.
That is what happened.
Yeah. But I reckon it was my pound.
The pound thief.
But did you also go on a boat?
Paul.
Did you also go on a boating holiday?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
It does sound appealing, doesn't it? That kind of like pulling up to a pub, getting out. Like it's a nice sort of...
lovely.
Yeah.
Also, you can't... There's no drink... I mean, I don't think there's a law, but I'm pretty sure there's no drink driving laws on the river.
I'm pretty sure. Oh my God. I mean, what a way. This is all right, isn't it? It's like, no. It's not okay. You go, I was pretty sure that there was no drink driving rules on the river. You go, well, yes, there are. So you're nicked.
Can you drink?
I don't.
And
I'm pretty sure there isn't, because everyone on a boat is always having a beer.
Don't fucking grass everyone else up, mate. Snitches get stitches. You won't be able to show your face on the fucking in boat world again.
Is it driver boat or rider boat?
Rider boat.
Well, what is it?
That's a good drive. Good question.
Actually, I don't know.
Can you drive? Can you drink and drive? I'll just put.
Can
drive.
You drink and drive a boat?
A boat in
Thames,
UK.
Oh yeah, UK.
It's not illegal to drink and drive a boat in UK waters.
There we go.
Provided you restrict your consumption.
That's what I mean. It's a very grey area, so yeah, you so can just, really just
don't,
not.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Restrict
yeah,
your consumption.
That was my understanding.
I think basically, as long as you restrict your consumption to the point where you can still get on the boat.
We've been on the wrong planet, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need like to go to
the boat
world.
Sand the boat world.
Boat world is lovely.
But there we go. There's the title of the episode. Boat world is lovely.
Now, talking of theme parks.
Yes. I've been to Disneyland Paris.
Wow.
Has anyone been?
I've been to
not
Disneyland
to
Paris.
Not to Paris, no.
Right.
I have, but I was like 9, so I won't be able to share much about my trip.
Why? What did you do?
What happened?
No idea, because I don't remember being 9. Really.
Where did Goofy touch you?
I'll tell you what, it was amazing.
Right, go.
Yeah, okay. it was really good. We went to Paris for a day. Did we go for 5 days? I think we went 5 days.
Sorry, I want to know this. It's not in Paris. It's like Luton. I imagine it's like Luton is
yes,
you know, London,
exactly.
Luton
yeah,
Airport.
Yeah. So it's just like, that side.
Yeah.
And there's a huge outlet village next to it, which is owned by the people that own Bista. So it's like a Bista outlet village, which was amazing. We went on the last day, but the first day we went into Paris and went on a hop, like, you know, sort of sites, because I've been loads of times, but Alex had never been, so I thought, oh, you know, show her the sights of Paris. And it was just so stressful with a toddler. It was absolutely mad idea to do that in retrospect.
Explain, because obviously, you know, that the you're living my
well,
future.
It's just so long and sort of like, you know, she'd have just been happier. She loved Disneyland. Disneyland was amazing. I mean, there's a lot of queuing involved.
God.
You know, there's just so...
Don't get that at Boat World.
Don't get that at Boat World. I didn't really see anyone drunk there, actually. I mean, not that I was looking, but like,
what, a Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because I used to work at Thorpe Park, didn't I? And I can remember there was a couple of times there where people got like held in like a holding thing because they got too drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon that's a cultural thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Britain, you could have Disney.
It
in
makes
the
you
UK.
Sort of proud, doesn't it?
Fuck it, Mickey. Hi, Mickey. You fucking wanker! Hey!
Fighting with a bloke dressed in a Thorpe Park Rangers outfit. You fucking... Come here, you fluffy prick. I'll fucking show you.
So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN.
I got so excited then I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. patreon.com/WUYN.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work for some reason, you could just tap in the link in the bio.
There we go.